Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know,
look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a foot, they take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. Bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clock in.
It's your boy, L Boogie, coming to you live from Atlanta, ATL. From the national, from the men's national championship game. Once again, the streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. It's your host, the one and only Diabolical L Boogie. My co-host T-Roll from Dallas, Texas. And we got my man Jewels the G. He's on site. He's always coming to us live from the street. But it's your boy. I'm down here on P Street, man. They gave me a little spot where I can do the show, man, for the tip-off of the national championship. We the only thing moving on Earth right now. If I just say the United States, we the only thing on Earth moving. Us and the national championship game. So you need to be watching and you need to be listening. No question. T-Roll. You're back in Phoenix, baby. You there?
Yeah, your boy. This is your boy T-Roll saying what's up to the world. How you feel down there on P Street, baby?
Oh man, I feel peaches. We in the Peach State. I feel peaches, baby. They are. It's lovely. It ain't apple bottoms. It's peach bottoms, baby.
That's what's up, man. Just be careful out there, man. And, you know, once the show is done, man, make sure you get it in hard down there in Hot Atlanta, man. Bring one of them strippers back from Magic City, you dig?
Bad to make her dance. Bad to make her dance. Don't forget, I'm trying to hook up with Tiger before I send him on his way Thursday. You know, I got to get him right, bro. I got to get Tiger right. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. But first on the marquee, bro, let's get it going. The Final Four, men, how did you like those games? Can you give me your synopsis, your recap, or what you thought about that?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm very, very surprised by what we have going on tonight. I'm not surprised that Louisville made it. We know that they played some inspired ball, playing for one of their fellas, you know, and also for their coach, Rick Pitino, who's having an awesome, awesome weekend this weekend. And then, you know, I'm really surprised that Michigan was able to take care of Syracuse when I say that I'm surprised by what I'm seeing in tonight's game. I honestly thought that Syracuse would be the team that would have won that matchup between Michigan. But last week we had a lot of callers calling in, L Boogie, and they were all picking Michigan for some reason, and I couldn't understand why. And now, you know, seeing the final matchup tonight between Louisville and also Michigan, it only makes sense. You know what I mean? Michigan has been a powerhouse all year. They've been up there at the top. They just, for some reason, couldn't hang on to the number one ranking when they did get it. But, you know, I think this is going to be probably the best matchup that we can ask for between Louisville and Michigan tonight. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I just think we're going to really put this one in the books once we're done, because I think this one is going to be one of those classic games that they're just going to be showing over and over again later on, and, you know, later on talk about, you know, this game as being one of the most rememberable games, because we have a lot of neat players in this game and not a lot of unique matchups. And I just want to see how Trey Burke is going to perform, and I also want to see how Rustdicious is going to perform. So I'm very excited about tonight. Can't wait for the tip. You know, I'm out here watching it on the tube while you down there, you know, huddling up around all the people down there and getting it in. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, Ro, I appreciate that. I need you to I hope it's going to be a classic, because ESPN will have it on their network. And no question, I'm most definitely going to probably catch that second half, because I'm going to be in and out talking to some people. You know, I ran into, you know, I should have got one of those T-shirts that said Free the Fab Five. We need one of those T-shirts, Ro. I want to bring one back to you to say Free the Fab Five. It's been 20 years since those guys has been to the Final Four, and just how ironic and how appropriate it is. I hope that all five guys show up. I heard a little thing, you know, from Jalen Rose. He was asking C. Webb to show up. You know, he wasn't on the documentary of the Fab Five. If you ever saw it, it's on, it comes on 30 for 30 on ESPN at times, or ESPN networks. Great documentary of the Fab Five, and they started some nice trends. I hope all five show up. I hope, though, T-Row, that they do. But let me get to the games. My opinion, the bad Syracuse showed up that lost 10 games this year. No offense or consistency. And a lot of those guys, I'm going to be honest, reason why the two teams are in it, because they play for each other. They play for team. Trish, he pulled up. I think he could have passed it. C.J. Fair was hot. He was, you know, the man that had the hot hand. Why didn't you just keep going to him? You're only down 2 points at the particular time before he got that charge. I just think that, you know, some guys was, you know, really trying to look at that lead. Michael Carter Williams, another kid, played great. Got to that Final Four. Saw that he was projected to probably be top 15. He saw the cash. I know you smell the money. I know you smell the money. Oh, man, Ro. But I got to give it to Rick Pitino and his guys. You know, they just had more win and more fight than Wichita State, and it proved itself. So I hope we do have a classic. You know, my team lost. Both my teams who I predicted to be there from Friday, who was still there, was Wichita State. I thought they might have won. I look like a genius for a minute. But it's going to be very interesting with those four guards going at it, Ro.
Yeah, it is. And back to the Fab Five, man. Yeah, I need that T-shirt, man, you know, to rep my part of that Fab Five, because for those that don't know, for all our listeners listening in, you know, I played with that kid, Jimmy King, and also that guy, Ray Jackson. And I know those guys, you know, those real good, cool guys, you know what I mean? And it's a shame that, you know, that it's going to take 20 years, well, up until this point, to have the 20-year reunion of the Fab Five, you know, doing what they did when they had their run. You know, yeah, I want to rep those boys just as well. And getting back to Chris Webber not being on the 30 for 30, the Fab Five show, it was because he was the one that got the guys all in this mess. And so I'm like you. I hope all five show up. Not just the five. I hope everybody shows up from that classic team that Michigan had for that 2 year run that they went on. And you know, because I know if they all get together, a lot of memories will come back, and you know, they could share some lifelong stories that they experienced together. And you know, that'd be great for those guys to do so. But yeah, man, I just want to say, yeah, make sure you get one of them T-shirts if you can get your hands on them. I'm pretty sure that they probably almost sold out of all them shirts. But if you can, man, make sure you get your boy one, man. Make it extra large. You know what I mean?
No question. And the reason why I say that, and guess who I saw, the first person I saw with that T-shirt on?
Who was it?
Tim Hardaway Jr. So
yeah.
You know that it runs deep. And for people who don't understand and don't know the history of what's so unique about the Fab Five is that I would think they were the only team that had five true freshmen, no red shirts, start a national championship game, and not only start being the game, and then come back their sophomore year and play in a national championship game again. That's hard to do. That's very hard to do. It's guys like Jimmy Boeheim who coached 37 years, and only has one national championship. Those kids got the two Final Fours in their first 2 years of college basketball. Very unique. Very unique. Once again, we on blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking with a zero, and it's not a typo. Also, get with us. Call us Mondays, Fridays if you want to get in. Q&A, talk to us, 347-855-8896. And you can always get at your boy L Boogie on Twitter, at LBoogie15. All right, make sure you do that. And caller, when you call in, I got a question for you. Since we're going to go into the review of, 2012 and 13, and, what has been your favorite national title game and why? I present that to you. What was your favorite national title game and why? Well, I present that question to you. You don't have to answer right now. You might want to think about that.
I already know what I'm going to tell you. The 1990 UNLV Running Rebels. When I was in high school, a young fellow by the name of Larry Johnson made it to the desert. And let me tell you, boy, it was a lot of hype on that kid. And, boy, he did not disappoint when he showed up to UNLV. And to make it all sweeter, his first year when they were just hammering people, going, just beating people by 30, 35, UNLV Running Rebels went to the national title game against Duke. And can you recall, UNLV was smashing Duke so bad that Jerry Tarkanian took his towel, stuck it in his mouth, put his hands over his head, sat back, kicked his feet up, while them boys won by 30. Man, I'm telling you, that was the most exciting game, national title game, that I must say that I witnessed. And the only reason I'm going to say that is because I know it was a blowout, but I'm going to tell you why. Because Larry Johnson and the UNLV Running Rebels beat the snot out of Duke. And that was at a time that I couldn't stand Duke. And then, unfortunately, that's when Duke got they pep in their step, and they went back-to-back after UNLV showed them what's up, because the next year, Duke eventually beat UNLV. So, that was my favorite national title game of all time. And, it was a lot of hype on it. My dude was on there from the crib, Larry Grandma Maul Johnson. You know what I mean? And that was my man. That was my dude. And I'm glad that he was able to get a ring in college, because, man, that guy, it was a lot of hype on that guy when I was coming out of high school. I knew a lot about him, and, it was a lot on him. Going to UNLV, you couldn't change. You couldn't turn it on a sports station without them talking about Larry Johnson and UNLV. And he came through. That whole team came through. And, that's my favorite one.
Wow. That was a great, great game. And we all loved it. And we watched every second of the beatdown. They took him in the backyard, in the back of the shed, and just went the wailing on them, and they put up the white flag early.
Man, it was way early. Them boys ran them out the gym, and that was just a classic moment to see Jerry Tarkanian just say, hey, I don't even have to coach no more. It was about 8 minutes left. Them boys were coaching themselves. They were playing at the rec center down there in Las Vegas when they were winning that championship.
Well, they had a lot of first-round draft picks, a lot of them. My also, I want to talk about as far as the NCAA as we wrap up. I just think that, you know, we never, as a coach and as a player, you never want to put it in the hands of the official. But I think that they put their hand in it just a little bit. Just a little bit near the end of both games. Didn't make two calls that I thought that were, you know, very obvious. The charge on Trish, that's either way. But it was two calls in both games that was very crucial. The jump ball call in the Wichita State-Louisville game, and also the block call on Michael Carter-Williams when Trey Burke pushed off, if anybody remembers those, you know, those two plays. Those was very crucial. Very crucial, Ro. But I don't want to put it on the officials. But Ed Rush offering $5,000 and a trip to Cancun makes me wonder, what's up with the officials? Are they in on it? Did they not want Wichita State to get there? Did the NCAA president call down to the sideline and say, hey, you better make sure Louisville win this game?
No, I'm not going to say that. I ain't going to put it on the refs, man. When the game is live and going fast as it's going, those are some bang-bang calls. It's not as bad as it was a couple of weeks ago, you know, before the tournament actually started, when we had a lot of calls being blown. You know, for instance, Iowa State beating Kansas, but they didn't beat Kansas, you know what I mean? They had a chance to beat Kansas, and because of a call that the refs made, that was, you know, they Kansas eventually won that game when Iowa State should have won it. A blown call, Colorado, Arizona, you know, it's just, during the season, it was, you know, you could put it on the refs, but right now, I'm not going to put it on the refs. Like you say, they were bang-bang calls. They were pretty close. You know, the jump ball call in the Louisville game, iffy. I mean, I'm not going to say the refs just gave it to Louisville, but you know how it is when the game starts. When you're in the game, you know, you're going for whatever it is. And if you're showing the ball like it was and I got an opportunity to just put my hands on it, I don't care if I got two hands comfortably on it or if I just put them on it. It's a jump ball. We both tied the ball up. And Baker really didn't have the ball to begin with. He was kind of off balance, kind of slipping. And, you know, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? And I don't even think Wichita State really would have capitalized on that anyway, because it was only like 7 seconds left and they would have had to go the whole court. I know you can go the whole court in 7 seconds. They were down three and they would have needed a three. And I don't think that would have made a difference. So, I'm not going to put it on the refs. I'm just going to say, you know, it's bang, bang. It's tough being an official right now because you have the world watching. And the way the media is today, the technology, you're able to not just slow it down, but super slow it down. So that way you can, you know, make a question if the refs missed this or if they giving up the call or if they on somebody's side. You know, it's just too much to actually be able to view on each and every call. So I'm not going to say that the refs blew the calls. I'm going to say, man, they're doing the best that they can in these tough situations. You know, these are some exciting games. You can get caught looking at the game. You know what I mean? That's why they have three refs on the court. You got to be able to have somebody else to blow that whistle just as well. So I'm not going to put it on the refs. I'm going to say they're doing a great job. It just so happened that, you know, what we're looking at, or the judgment calls that we're looking at are actually, you know, right at the end of the game of each game that we've questioned the refs. So, you know, if we could just question in the last 10 seconds, 30 seconds of a game, I mean, I'm not going to put it on the refs. And you got 40 minutes.
Man, I just want to know, you know, I'm going to ask the callers, you know, Syracuse down 12 points, 14 points. At the end of the game, why didn't the pressure start earlier? You know, and that's my man, Jimmy the Boss. Jimmy the Boss Boeheim. Did you hear the question that the reporter asked Jimmy Boeheim? Are you? Jimmy Boeheim said, did you ask every coach if he's retiring after a loss? Oh, man, it's Monday, baby. It's March Madness Monday. National Championship. I'm at Peachtree. get at your boy L Boogie. Man, this piece is talking Mondays and Fridays. Man, shout out to my man. You know, DJ Steph, he produced the show. Man, let's go. When we get back, we got callers.
Keep calling. Why? Y'all niggas be frauding. Acting like y'all got it. That shit you call your stash, nigga, that's racked off in my pocket.
Racked up, shorty. Racked up, shorty. All these bitches call me. Racked up, shorty. Racked up, shorty.
Yeah.
Racked up, shorty. And all these bitches call me. Racked up, shorty.
My shoes cost me a rack. My outfit off the rack. My presidential rolling. I'm calling that Barack shit. Damn, I'm in Barack. Too much to rock. Won't catch me in that passenger. That's word of pop.
Damn.
That's word of big.
Damn.
Rest in peace to the legends.
Yeah.
We kill niggas for acting.
What?
Rest in peace to them legends.
Yeah.
Catch me in that accent. I'm what's up, fuck asking. They talk behind my bitch back. They must have seen her ass in. From H-Town like the Astros. Score call her ass in. Pop pills, no aspirin. Like a ski slope in Aspen. It's going down, going down. No, I brought my ski rack.
Yeah.
Niggas know my flow cold, so I don't ride, I ski tracks, I'm
racked up, shawty,
yeah.
Racked up, shawty,
yeah.
All these bitches call me racked up, shawty, racked up, shawty, racked
more
up, shawty,
really,
and all these bitches call me racked up, shawty.
Racked up, I'm racked out, black Ferrari, blacked out, black Friday, black Mac, poppin' spades, black Jack, bitch, I'm hot as fish grease, made 250 this week, baddest bitch, all in,
cool.
Ballin' bitch, ball center, fat can't sit straight. Born a light grip, black chain, blue and white. Penn State, touring off a mixtape. Racked up, shouted. Chain bout fought it. Came in with one bitch, left out with four. Shot my homie Meek Mill. Shot my homie Fabo. Know the crib a couple mil. And I ain't trying to brag, ho. That coke boy that made back. That bad boy that stay strapped. That go fuck that made back. Baddest house, say that's that.
Racked up, shouted. Racked up, shawty. All these bitches call me racked up, shawty. Racked up, shawty. Racked up, shawty. And all these bitches call me racked up, shawty.
It's your boy, L Boogie. We back. Oh, bro, it's going down out here in ATL, baby. Atlanta.
Yeah,
man.
I'm in. The game getting ready to start, so I know a lot of people are trying to make their way to them bars and into inside the gymnasium. So, you know, yeah, it's got to be love out there. I know it is. They just showed C-Web pulling up up under the tunnel, man, pulling up. So C-Web made it. I haven't seen any other Fab Five, man. Well, we know Jalen on the panel. So, you know, we're going to see if Ray Jackson and your boy Jimmy King and Juwan going to show up. You know, Juwan might still be, you know, on the road, you know, handling his schedule with the Miami Heat and things. So we'll see what happens.
That'd be great if Juwan Howard can experience getting a ring in the NBA Finals last year and his alma mater 20 years later cut down the nets. That'd be a great accomplishment for Juwan Howard going out into the sunset. That would be great.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. That's going to be nice, man. And, yeah, either way you go, man, you can't knock, man. Either one of these teams really deserve it, man. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be upset if Louisville wins, and I'm definitely not going to be upset if Michigan wins. I've always wanted to be a Wolverine, you know. That was, you know, D1, baby, big time. They had all the guys going there. And so, you know, as an actual student of the game, this college game, man, you know, these are the schools we tried to get scholarships to, boo. So, you know, it ain't gonna hurt me one bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, no question. They had one of the coldest fight songs in the United States, in college. They got one of the coldest fight songs.
Yes, they
Michigan,
do.
University of Michigan, the school up north. In football, wow, we really don't like those guys, bro. You know, I'm from Ohio. You know, they call us Ohio State, excuse my French, Buckeyes. They don't call us Buckeyes.
Yeah,
That's what they call us, bro.
Yeah, y'all go hard down there. But, you know, it is what it is. I can't tell y'all things that, you know, what goes on between the University of Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech. You know, it's just something to say about everybody. So
right.
I understand. You know what I mean? I know where you're coming from, baby.
Man. But let's go to our first caller. First of all, our first caller, he was a head coach at Cuyahoga Community College. He won a national junior college Division II championship as a coach. Okay. Caller, how you doing? Coach Ray Smith.
Hey, Boogie, how you doing, man?
How you doing, Coach?
Can you hear me? I'm buzzing in from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh man, you calling from the streets of Cleveland, Ohio? Yes, I can hear you. I'm in ATL. I got Roe back at the studio in Phoenix. Man, we worldwide, Coach Smith. Now let me ask you this question, Coach. What's your overall view of, you know, the show? How you like the show? And secondly, your overall overview of the tournament.
Well, first off, I love the show. I've been tuning in to you guys. You guys keep it real street. You know, you guys are coming on from different places and giving me information on different sports topics. I love the show. Second, the tournament. Trey Burke, the biggest story of the tournament. What is he going to do tonight? Is he player of the year? Is he not the player of the year? Tonight will tell. That's the biggest thing in the tournament, Trey Burke.
That's what I'm talking about, Coach. This is T-Row, man, the co-host of the show. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on your background, man. I'm going to need to send my son to you. He's only 11, but we'll talk about that later. But, Coach,
okay.
I like your input on Trey Burke. I'm like, I was going to talk about Trey Burke being the National Player of the Year and things like that, but we caught on that last on the last show. But getting back to Trey Burke, was he that good in high school coming out? Was he all the talk that she's showing in the tournament right now?
I'm going to tell you like this, never really heard of the kid until now. I mean, the kid was okay. I have my doubts about the kid, but tonight, we will know. I've been hard on the kid all year. The kid, he can assist. He can shoot from deep. But I don't know if he got the playmaking ability for the next level. But for college, I think he's a decent player. But we will see tonight.
Do you think he's deserving of being the National Player of the Year?
We will see tonight. Up to this point, I have picked his game apart. I have said this and that about him, positive, negative. And he's showing me nothing but positive. So, as we speak, he knocks down a three. So, he's on cue. So, Trey Burke is really trying to show he's the POY.
Right. And let me ask you this. Since you are from Cleveland, and I heard you mention that, you know, you don't think he might not be too much ready for the next level, how do you compare him to Kyrie Irving?
There is no comparison. That guy, I'm trying to see if that guy is better than Aaron Kraft. He's definitely not on a Kyrie level, but he's a good college player. And tonight, the stage he's on tonight, this is the NBA stage. They want to see, as well as I want to see, what Trey Burke going to do. But compare
okay.
that Kyrie well, Irving, forget it. Forget it.
Now, say something about that, because I didn't know anything about Kyrie Irving when Kyrie Irving was coming out of Duke, to be honest with you.
Because he only played 11 games.
I understood. But I didn't think he was going to be doing what he's doing in the league. I thought he was a little undersized, you know, because I never really heard of the kid. But, you know, you don't think that Trey Burke could take his game to the next level and, you know, after 1 or 2 years, do some of the things that Kyrie's doing right now?
No, Kyrie has a it factor going. The dribble is crazy. The moves are extra crazy. Some old school. That's why they got him as Uncle Drew. Some new school. Step back, crossover, all that hesitation and one. Trey Burke, I don't see that out of him. But I do see a solid player. I want to see what he's going to do at the next level. But Kyrie Irving, no. And Trey Burke, again, on point, as I'm talking about. So we're going to see if he's going to be the POW.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because he just left a little lingerie on it.
He just left a little lingerie coat.
Little lingerie.
Wow. Coach, I got one more question for you. The question of the night is, what national championship game stands out in your mind and why?
I want to say UNLV. And why I say UNLV, because going to school in Vegas is hard enough. Then winning it all with the scrutiny on the coach, the players, the attitude, the money, the gambling. That one. I wanted that for them guys, and they got them one. So that stands out in my mind. They should have got two.
That's what's up. I feel you on that one, too. I feel you.
Yeah, they should have got two, but Duke just whooped that ass.
Duke ripped that ass. But you know what, guys? For real, it's Trey Burke here. I really, during the Big Ten, I looked at a lot of Aaron Kraft. I like Aaron Kraft. I'm a fan of the game when I'm not coaching. So I really didn't pay attention to Burke. But now he has mostly all the points. He has a block, and he has another assist on the foul.
If I'm wrong, Coach, does Trey Burke have all of Michigan points right now?
I think he does. I think he too. But there's a difference between being the POW and the MVP of the NBA.
Yeah, you're right.
POY, POD, POC.
No.
Going down high.
So, and one thing I must say about the undersized guards like Trey Burke and Kyrie Irving, I hope he doesn't become B.O.B., a bag of bones. Because every time you turn around, Kyrie Irving is hurt and is hurting his street credibility with me. You can't be good if you only play 60 games in 2 years.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
you,
when the win's coming.
That's my point.
Yeah, to see those.
Now, to his credit, am I right, Coach Smith, that we maybe can pull some guys out of Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center, Corey Recreation, T-Row, Pro T High. We could get some of those guys, and maybe we could play with Kyrie Irving, because those guys that got on his team, I must say, he only maybe have a half a guy. And
right.
Everybody else is
guys.
Innocent bystanders. They're collateral damage.
Right. We have to wait to see if Mr. Gilbert gets any players in there, because I can't even roll with Lonzo G. I couldn't take a Lonzo G up the court.
Yeah, and when Varejo went down, that really put y'all back another two notches. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. But I like Kyrie. I'm not saying anything about Kyrie. I was just trying to get a comparison, because Trey Burke is about the same height or a little taller, and they got about the same game. You know. I didn't know Kyrie had that smooth dribble neither till he got to the league, and I was like, wow, you know. But, you know, I'm just thinking that Trey Burke just might be able to fit in somewhere and be a nice point guard for somebody, because he can score. Not like the guy can't score.
Yeah, the kid is decent, but he's no Kyrie Irving. But, like I said, tonight he can improve his draft stock. Tonight. Just tonight.
Should he? Coach, you're a coach. You've coached college. Should he stay or should he go?
Definitely he should stay. He should stay.
But will he go?
He should stay. If he win, he got to go. The money's calling. He got to go.
Right.
If he lose, he come back, try to do it again. If he win, he got to go.
I know you smell the money.
The fast
five.
That's Chris Webber.
Hey,
Chris Webber in the building.
Hear me, baby.
That ain't
hey,
no Chris Webb in the building.
I see my two.
And Ray.
Oh, it's Ray Jackson looking like C. Webb.
The whole five.
They got the whole five repping in ATL. Boogie, give me autographs from all five and tell Jimmy to hit me. I need to talk to that fellow.
Man, the T-shirts have been sold in protest. Now we just need people to stop snitching. We got the T-shirts printed. We got them printed up for Chris Webb and those guys. Free the Firefly, they've been free. Now, if everybody listening to the show, stop snitching. I got those T-shirts available. Coach, if you need them, let me know. Tweet me at it. Yes, sir.
You know you my guy. You know you my guy, 100 grand strong. You know you from Cleveland. I know you. I know all about you. I'm going to tell you a quote that you left me with. When a guy's a sucker, he a sucker. Chris Webber is a sucker.
I love that.
Chris Webber's not at the game, he's a sucker. If your guys get together and they call you out, you have to come. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
Don't be no
sucker.
That's
how we do it.
National TV and everything, we're calling you out.
Yes, sir.
Hell, Boogie, when you say he's a sucker, he a sucker, right?
No question.
Chris Webber, a sucker.
There you have it. Well, there you have it. Coach Smith left us with a cold jewel.
Street
a blow pop.
Chris Webber's
no
a
doubt.
Blow pop.
Hey, Coach, don't forget.
Coach,
don't forget. Tell a friend, and make sure you tell a girlfriend about the show.
Man,
Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m.
If you have me on next time, I have some girlfriends with me.
No question. Let's get live. There it is. Oh, man, we appreciate you, Coach Smith. And we'll make sure we got you on Friday. T-Row.
I love Coach Smith, man.
T-Row, no question, man. He needs to go. We gotta make sure we go back and listen to Coach Smith. He came in and killed the show early.
That's how we get it in, baby.
Once again, that's Coach Ray Smith, national champion, Division, Junior College Division II. Check it out. Google it if you want. Bro, who we got? What we got? Who our next caller in the studio?
Man, we got Steph getting everybody plugged in. Young Steph giving me the info right now.
Okay.
Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Hello? Caller, hold on, let's check in. Caller, you on the line, streets are talking.
What's happening? Oh,
the third out of Texas, man.
Ah, that goes Skeeter Mo Jenkins. Johnson, what's up with you, baby?
Oh, man, I'm so chilling, man. I'm in these streets, man.
Oh, I might have to stop down in Dallas before I head back home and get with Skeeter, man.
Man,
yeah, man, you know how Southwest
is.
Southwest will get you a layover. You can always catch your layover in the D.
Skeeter?
Yeah, man, what's going on with you fellas, man?
Oh, man, I'm down here in ATL, Skeeter, and I was watching the game on Saturday, and I was thinking about you and your fiancé on how you guys almost predicted the championship with Wichita State. I'm telling you, Skeeter, I was just bragging about you guys. I said, I have a caller on my show, and him and his wife, they predicted this, and it almost came true, sir. So I got to say y'all rolled it on out, and, you know, props to your fiancé slash wife for making those picks, man. I know you got a couple of dollars. I know you spent the money.
Yeah. We made a little smooth move, man, but my heart was crushed when them boys didn't win, man. I think them refs didn't want them to win. And, you know, they went on to slid Louisville in there, man. I was hurt, man.
That's the same thing I said, Skeeter. Do you think it was a conspiracy that they won Louisville in that championship game?
Yeah, man. My girl said because that boy broke his leg that, you know, it's a historic moment and a story that'll come back if they were to win. You know, that this is, you know, it would be bigger than Wichita You know, this man broke two bones, flew up out his leg. So, you know, on national TV, they said it was one of the worst accidents or breaks on national TV since Joe Theismann. So, of course, they wanted him to win.
Oh, man, both of y'all wrong. The refs didn't cheat up that team, man. Them boys had a lead. They was up 10, 12. They had a chance to just blow them 12 with 8 minutes to play to put them boys on their back. And then UNL on the seat, that the media too big. They slowing stuff down too much, man. Oh, this boy just shot a 34-footer, L. This boy all right. L, boy, when the show over, you better go in the game, because I'm telling you, boy.
I'm about to go stop a ticket on the streets of ATL at the Dome, and I might have to, you know, I know they smell the money. I need that ticket. I got to see that second half. I got to talk to Jalen. I got to talk to Jimmy and Ray for you guys and Rep Dallas, man. I got to get up in there. Halftime. I'm telling you, I'm inside the game, no doubt. No doubt about it, I'm inside the game. I have to see the epic. Well, you said it was going to be an epic, so I'm going to believe you, okay? So I might just spend my airfare just to be in the game. I might be down here again till Friday.
Well, do what you do, baby. That's why we got sponsors, man. Somebody going to help you get back to the crib, you know what I mean?
No question. Let's do it.
That's what's up. Skeeter Moe Jr. Jenkins III. What's your prediction on tonight's game? Who you got winning tonight?
Man, I'm staying true and blue, man, and going with them Wolverines, man.
Did you see the Fab Five in the audience?
I have not yet seen them. We just we in these streets heavy, man. You know, we just got T. Jones home from church. So, we are headed towards the half to go see this game, man.
That's what it is. For those on the air that don't know what T. Jones is, that is your mama. Yeah, man.
That's
got my mama home. That's your mama,
yeah.
T. Jones. That's what we call him in the South. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. And you know what it is, man. How's the weather down there? Because we're getting it kind of funky down here in Phoenix, man. L up there in Peach City having fun. I'm down, me and Steph, the producer, we down there dealing with some heavy winds and rain. What's the weather like down there?
Well, you know, it was, what was it today, baby? It was 78 degrees with some clouds and a little wind, but it was fairly nice, man.
Man, me and Steph on the next plane out because we the only ones dealing with some bad weather, Steph. L Boogie and people in the South chilling. We got to get up out of here, man. That's what it is. Skeeter Moe. Hey, L had a question of the night, man. What is your favorite or what was your all-time NCAA tournament game that you could think of? You can go as far back as you want to or even as recent.
I'm going to go when Christian Leitner caught that ball from Grand Hill and turned around with Duke hit that shot. Man, that was amazing.
Yes, it was. L Boogie, wasn't that about 20, 25 years? Oh, that was about, what, 20 years ago, too?
Yes, it was. It was the year, it was the second year, no, the first year that they won. When they beat Kentucky.
Man.
I mean, he threw that thing the final four. And caught it, turned around, and let it go, man. It was amazing, man.
Yeah, that was a good
story
moment as well.
The Fab Five, you know, with Jimmy King them getting there, but unfortunately losing it by old Soch, you know, just so much, man. But that was a good game. That was a good game, too.
No question. Yeah, that was an epic. That was an epic along their journey to win that national championship. That was a great hell of a game. Might have been one of the best I ever saw.
Yeah, that was
Duke.
Kentucky.
Kentucky was giving them a run for their money, man.
And what's so ironic about all of them?
Yeah.
Hell, what's so ironic about everything is that the guy for Kentucky that hit the so-called game-winning shot was the coach, John Wood, who we had questions on about putting his hands, one of the coaches putting his hands on a player. You know, ain't that ironic?
Wow. He was almost the guy to have the game winning shot.
Final four game.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, L, guess what, L Boogie? Jules and G just checked in, too.
NCAA college basketball. We got to check it out for a minute.
What's up, Joel?
What's going on, baby?
You on that road. You don't even know you're on the air.
Oh, man, he in the streets, man. You know, he's doing a lot in the community, so, you know, it's hard
What's
to do four
on?
Things
What's
at
going
one
on?
Time.
I'm here, I'm here.
There yeah, he is, man. There he is. Jules
What's
the G, what's the deal, baby?
Yeah, man. Man, you know, I just been having snags, man, catching layovers flying. Flying standby, man, trying to make it down there to my man in Georgia, man. You know what I mean? I don't get it like I used to, man. So I've been flying standby, trying to make it to Atlanta, but I couldn't make it.
Oh, man. I know you're here in spirit, baby. You already right here, man. You ain't rolling and producer Steph, man. No questions.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is, bro. Yeah, I mean, Jules and G. My man, hey, how's it been sitting down there in them airport? How long have you been stuck?
Oh, man, I've been stuck for about 4 days, man, since last Friday, man. I don't slept in LAX. I don't slept down in Austin. I don't slept in the, man, it's going slow, man. I got to buy my ticket in advance next time.
Yeah, our sponsors got to step their game up, you know what I mean?
We have to start the penny jar now.
Yeah. Hey, but I'm pulling for Michigan, man. I want to see them do it, man. You know what I mean? They got that heavy tradition, man. I love it, man. Go Michigan.
Go blue, huh? Go blue.
Man, go Wolverines all day long.
There it is. Jewels. Now, Jewels the Jeep, just before we continue, before we go to the NBA or the commercial, before we get to the NBA, ask you this last question before we go to commercial. Who is your best national championship team and why?
Repeat the question again, brother.
Who is my best what? Your best national championship team and why?
Oh, man.
You know he's going to say the 96 UCLA Bruins with Barnes and who else was on that team?
I ain't going to do that, man. I'm not going to be biased. I'm going to keep it basketball right now.
Okay, well then talk to me then.
Man, I got to throw it out there, man. That one that Michigan State won with Mateen Cleaves, man.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
We'll
talk about that when we come back, but we got to pay the bills, man. I got to go holler at my people right quick while they let me stand clear. Man,
okay.
Give me some ATL, producer. Man, represent right quick for me. Give me some, man. Big face rolling, take up half my arm.
I'm catching. Woo! 2-2-3 with the silencer. You wanna rock that shit with the flies first. All gold like Montana. Tony. Holes all in my phantom. Rollie. Young to kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it. Goddamn him. Yeah. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Even all on my hat. Snakeskin all on my hat. Hit you got all my chains on, so that's gold all on her back. Gold all on my watch. So big, it's like a
DJs that got this on replay. Yeah, I sell a brick on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches and everything.
Gold all in my, huh? Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. It's your boy L Boogie. The streets talking they thang. What the deal? The streets is talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. As you see on Friday, we got the freestyle, and I'm waiting for somebody to battle me. I've always wanted to battle. Come see me. Let's go. World Wide Web, man. BlogTalkRadio.com/streetsistalking with a zero. And once again, that ain't no typo. So make sure you get at us. Can we just, let's review a little bit, recap. We've been talking about the NCAA tournament, the Final Four. We've been hollering about the, you know, the Michigan and Louisville. Who's going to win tonight? Question of the night, who's your top, your favorite national championship team and why? And now we're going to go over a little bit to the NBA. It's not very epic, but I guess they might have caught my attention a little bit, or I should say the basketball world a little bit, the New York Knickerbockers.
Hmm.
Now let me say this. Yes, that's my team. Since Bernard King with the broken finger scoring 43 and Michael Ray Richardson going to swing wide and sniff some blow at halftime, yes, it's still my team. But I'm going to be strictly and personally honest. I'm not impressed. Melo, give me that in the playoffs. We've seen this movie before. And I said that about LeBron James when I said we've seen this movie before. But Melo, you're still soft as jello to me, and you're on my team. Yes, you can give me buckets. Yes, you give me buckets. But I need those 12 in the fourth quarter. I need 4 or 5 rebounds in the fourth quarter when we go small. I don't need all the pretty boy stuff, and when you get, you know, hurt and your leg hurt, all the sniper got you when you make a mistake. Oh, the sniper got me, my leg, my back, my head. I need you to play ball at all times. Stop catching sucker attacks. I'm not impressed, Ro. I'm not impressed.
What is wrong with you?
Reincarnated.
What is wrong with you, L? Man, you better give that boy all the props he deserves. Man, he's one of the purest scorers in the league. He scores easier than LeBron. LeBron have to work to really get his points.
Oh,
this dude can shoot 50 jumpers and make 46 of them. The guy is on point, man. He's warming up for the playoffs. Yes, he has to do a better job of getting beyond the first round, but he's in the Eastern Conference. He's not in the West anymore. He got a good team. If Tyson Chandler plays the way that he can play, and if J.R. Smith stays on point, they're getting way past the first round. Yes, he made it to the what? Conference finals when he was with Denver one time?
But yes,
he's going to do that in New York. He's going to do it in New York, man. And if they face Miami, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. LeBron can't hold Carmelo. No. You want boy, Carmelo will score 45, 50 every night. You'll see a reincarnation. Like my dude Jules G said, you're going to see a reincarnation of that boy Bernard King. I'm telling you, man, you better watch your tongue when you talk about Carmelo, boy.
Man, let me tell you this. Two things. Carmelo, like I said, soft as jello. Right now. I'm looking at his body of work. And secondly, we got somebody at the point guard who is NBG. Nothing but garbage. Raymond Felton. As long as he continues, everything hinges on him. People go by him. He see a hot dog and want to get served out and go eat.
I know. Say, man,
I agree with you on that. But I'm saying that's why they got Jason Kidd. So when Felton gets to messing up, Kidd come in and control everything. And we know how Kidd plays. If you the star player, you getting the ball. No matter who's on you, who's sticking you, you're going to get the ball. And Carmelo is the man. And when the playoffs start, you're going to see. Man, them boys are just warming up. Jules G, what you think about the Knickerbockers, man?
Oh, man, I was slightly impressed about the Knickerbockers. You know what I mean? They did come through with some fire under their seat, man. But, you know, like Ox said, man, you know, we know what's in Melo's draws, man. We know it. You know what I'm saying? we gotta check for skid marks. You know what I mean? He's steady, full going over his stuff. You know what I mean? But
no question.
I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna do it when it counts. You know, I mean, some guys always second guessing themselves. You know, like they got issues. And instead of just playing basketball, and shoot, man, I don't see him going nowhere. I mean, I don't know.
Do they need Amari Stoudemire?
Yes. He could be a nice contributor. He's not a key player on their team, but you know they need him. They need some cool backup, somebody to come off the bench, somebody that can do it if he's put in the position to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, when Amari come back, Amari ain't coming off the bench. He's going to be starting when he come back, and if he's healthy enough when he's able to come back. But, yeah, they really need Amari if they want to do some extra because we still don't know how good Tyson Chandler's health is, you know. But we know that he's the type of player that's going to play through it, whatever his injury may be. So, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, they need Amari bad when the playoffs start. They don't need him right now because they're going to the playoffs. But when April 21st start until June, yeah, they're going to need that guy.
Need him for what? He doesn't average over 10 rebounds. What are we going to do, play him when we see Carmelo? Because they seem as though they can't play together out there. He's out there looking lost. If you see him out there because of the injury, his timing's off. He's not in rhythm. We don't need him coming in messing up the flow.
Man, he ain't never averaged 10 rebounds, so that ain't nothing new.
That's my point. So what do you mean talking about we need him for a 50% healthy Tyson Chandler or a defense is better than Amari Stoudemire?
Oh, my God.
Now,
yeah,
we think that comment about Tyson Chandler. What did you say there, brother?
I said a 50% Tyson Chandler is better than Amari Stoudemire on defense.
On defense?
On defense.
I don't know.
I'm going to say this.
I was like.
If he's in there for 25 minutes, say he plays 25 minutes, he may only give you 3 rebounds.
Yeah, we all know that. We know Amare is not going to go and get a rebound. We know that. That's been something that's puzzled me for years. But my thing is, you mean to tell me you don't need him on the offensive side of the ball?
Man, Amari Stoudemire right now in his career, I hope we can get him on a trading block and get something for him because he's B.O.B. right now. He's a bag of bones. I'm sorry, Amari, but you're just a bag of bones, man. I loved you when you were in Phoenix. You did your thing, and when we got you, I don't know, we were crazy. We gave you $100 million, and you soaked it in. You helped us. Don't get it twisted. But right now in your career, you're in the backyard in the bag. You're almost on the lawn. Because you're a bag of balls, man. You're in the bag, baby. You're in the backyard. You're almost MBG, not yet. But, you know, right now, I just, man, he's going to come back and play 2 games and be hurt again.
Well, I need a back. Something's going to be wrong.
Oh, man. But,
Ro, who's our next caller, man? I thought it was... My man, he ain't been on the show in a while. Is the man Red in the house, man? We got him on the switchboard, Sonny Red.
Sonny Red, where you at? Where you calling at? Where you calling from, baby?
Cleveland, Ohio, man. Am I in asylum?
you in the car, baby. You know what we talking about, too. And let us know what you think, because I know you got a lot to say. Red. Hello?
We lost
him. Yeah, it looked like we lost him. We'll try to get him back, because I can't wait to hear what Sonny Red got to say. You know, that he about to really go ham. You already know.
I like I said, there's no challenge still for the Miami Heat, especially, you know, those guys healthy. They sitting them out. And I knew they would after the streak, and, you know, they'll probably play the, you know, D-Wade and Mario Chalmers probably play the last two games just to get in the rhythm before the playoffs. But I just think it's fool's gold with these 12 wins and everybody's jumping on my team's back. I know I'm better than anybody. Huh. We're not that good. We'll see. We're behind your back, Melo. This is what you wanted?
Hello?
Let's see it. Sonny Red, you back?
I'm back, man. Am I on? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man. What you got on your mind, man?
Here we go, man. First of all, I want to put this on all the callers and you guys here. The best national championship team that I've seen with my two eyes was the 1991 UNLV squad, man. Led by Tarkanian with the Anderson Hunt, the Greg Anthony, the Stacey Ogman, and the Larry Johnson dudes, man. I've never seen a college team so dominant before. I'm riding with them, man. Now, second thing, Carmelo Anthony and the New York Knicks. I was a big critic of Carmelo Anthony. Like I'm a big critic of Carmelo Anthony, as I am with everybody else. Now, here I am watching this Carmelo Anthony kid come from out of the team, the school from New Jersey, what have you, and him and LeBron had the comparisons coming out of high school. Carmelo did his thing in college, won him a national championship. I respect the hustle. He gets to the NBA. He's probably in the NBA been one of the biggest letdowns, underachievers in the NBA so far. When you compare to LeBron James, you know, when LeBron James was coming up short with no titles, when LeBron James wasn't taking the last shot, when LeBron James wasn't making out the first round, it was that he was this, he was that. We had a lot of names for him. Okay, now what I say Carmelo Anthony is, I see him, as you guys call him now, a volume shooter. I call it a gunner. You guys call it a volume shooter. And in 2000, you called him a volume shooter. I respect that. I guess he's like the modern-day Allen Iverson, Bernard King, what have you. So I can respect that. He's a Kobe Bryant when you say volume shooter. He shoots the ball a lot. But my biggest gripe, my biggest concern about Carmelo Anthony was he wasn't a rebounder. I had to understand that was part of his game. He wasn't a defender. I had to understand that wasn't part of his game. And he's not a leader. So I had to understand that was a part of his game. Now, when you're good, you make players around you better. And what I'm seeing out of Carmelo Anthony this year is he's starting to make players around him better. I've seen the New York Knicks going to, 12, 14-game win streak, and I've been impressed with the streak. They're doing it at home. They're doing it on the road. You guys asked earlier, is the Knicks better without Amar'e Stoudemire? Absolutely, because Carmelo Anthony has more space to move around in. He doesn't have to worry about giving the ball to someone else, and I think mentally the team is better without Amar'e Stoudemire and his health issues like you hit upon earlier, L. He's not healthy, and I think the Knicks are better without him. Now, do you guys know in 12 years that the New York Knicks have only won one playoff game? That's not Carmelo Anthony's fault because he's not been there too long. But you guys got to understand. The Knicks have won
12 games
in 12 years. Not out the second round, not out the first round, one playoff game in 12 years. I think it may can change this year, but I think it may not too. These are the same guys that can give. They can give Miami a run for their money, and this is the same team that can lose to Boston in the first round. I don't know what Carmelo is going to show up. I don't know what Nick team is going to show up. But if it's any indication now how the guys going to be playing, I can't wait, man, because it's like they're warming up. They got the gel. The chemistry is bouncing. And another guy I had to give credit to, I've been waiting for him to falter all year long, but he hasn't gave me an opportunity, is the one boy with the tattoos all over his butt. The J.R. Smith guy, he's been consistent, and I've been liking what I'm seeing with this guy. I'm going to be quiet and let y'all comment on my comment. Go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about, Sonny Red. What I'm going to say is, first of all, with I agree with you totally on Carmelo. You know, I just think it was a whole team thing, too, because when he was in Denver, yes, that's, the West is tough to win in, you know, especially from the time that he started to the time that he, where he is right now. I agree with you that right now they're catching fire. They're trying to actually do some things that are a little bit different than what we've seen from the New York Knicks. And if they can just make it, if they can just win one series and then make it to the next, I think they'll be able to, you know, gain some momentum. About Amare, I don't know, man. I think you're going to need Amare because, I mean, you might not need him for the full game. You just might need him for, you know, I mean, the dude can score points. Yeah, he don't rebound, you know what I mean? But, and you're right. You need Carmelo to have all this space so that he can do his thing and move around and score all these points. I just think they're going to need Amare.
They won 12 straight games without Amare, man. I think they finally caught their cut. They finally caught their cut and then found their niche. The things they're doing right now is the best basketball I've seen the New York Knicks play in 3 years, man.
Yeah, you're right about that. I've been really surprised. I didn't even know that the streak that they were at 8. I started really paying attention once they got 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, you know.
Yep.
And these guys will be some impressive dudes. So I'm really I'm impressed by the 12-game streak, especially what they did yesterday to Oklahoma City in Oklahoma City. On national TV, I think they tried to send a message to let you guys, to let the world know that, you know, we are for real. And if they can continue to do what they're doing, you might be right. They probably don't need Amare. That gives more room for J.R. Smith and Jason Kidd to you know, take more shots. And you need that sometimes in order to keep the wheels spinning on the ride. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh man, Sonny Red.
Can you comment any about the 91 UNLV team? And I missed the show earlier. Can I get your opinion, you two guys' opinion, on who you think is the best college basketball team you guys seen?
Well, that's what it was. T. Rose said his 90. He said that 91, that 90 team with UNLV. He said that was the most dominant team. And like you said, being in Vegas, all the women, all the scrutiny, all the distractions, and still coming in and putting on your hard hat and performing like they did in that order. So, yes, we all agree that that national championship team with UNLV was plus, was A+. One team in particular I want to go to was that 83 team with Michael Graham, Patrick Ewing, David Wingate, Reggie Williams. That was a team, too, that, you know, fits under my radar, too. They was like UNLV, just some straight-up dogs.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty. That was the first city that came to my mind. All inner city.
All from the city. Man.
Yep.
There you have it.
Was nice. Something else.
Hey, Red, can I ask you a favor?
Let's shoot.
I need you to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. About the show.
About the show?
About the show.
Consider it
done. Oh, man, and I'm down on Peace Street, and I just ran into Bro. I just ran into the OG scorekeeper. My man, OG scorekeeper. OG, is you on the line? I got you on the line with Sonny Red.
Sonny Red, what's going on, baby Paul?
What's going on, man?
Sonny Red, but you know good. Six, how you doing, man? Just down here in the street on Peace Street.
I done ran into the OG scorekeeper. You know, this show is on Sundays at 1 p.m., the sports officials. So you got to check them out. You got to call the show. I'm down here with the OG. And, OG, let me ask you a question. How are you liking the atmosphere down here?
Oh, the atmosphere is bonkers. It's crazy. It's people everywhere, man. It's standing room only. You can't really do nothing out here but watch the game.
Oh, standing room only. Everybody got it on their phones. They got it on their cards. Oh, man, it's going on. Let me ask you this, OG scorekeeper. Two questions. Number one, what do you feel about the New York Knicks streak? And secondly, who's your favorite national championship team?
So you say, what do I feel about the New York Knicks? What?
Streak.
Oh, the streak. Man, I feel like it's good. I feel like it's good for New York. It's good for the basketball mecca, which is New York. You know what I'm saying? They're about due for a streak like that. But as far as me feeling like it really means something, them playoffs and them four game series, that's gonna be a whole different ball game. So so the streak is very good. It's good for New York. It's good for all that money they paying them cats. It's good for them all they come together, they gel, and they starting to step up. I love Tyson Chandler and them. You know what I'm saying? I love Tyson Chandler. He's got that championship pedigree. You know what I'm saying? It's just that they got to deal with them Heat, man, and that East, man. And then not only before that, they got to go – they got to get to the Heat in order to play the Heat. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
Everything is going to change in the four-game series. Like, them teams they got to play in order to get to the Heat, they're going to kind of give them boys some work. So it's like you really can't talk too much about that East, man, because the Heat pretty much got that on lock, man. As far as my understanding and my opinion is that he got that on lock. As far as the four-game series, man, how you got to beat the team four times, it's going to be hard to beat them guys four times, especially a team coming out the East.
The Heat only one injury away. D-Wade go down, they ain't going to do nothing.
I mean, you can say that. You can say all that, but you really got to put it all in perspective. Like, they won the championship last year, but they haven't been to the last two championships. So this might be a team that does keep going to championships every year, man. I mean, you just got to look at it from that perspective. They got two of the top five players, and you can throw Boston in the mix in the 15 to 20 range. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just gonna be hard to beat them guys in a four game series. Now a game or two, yeah, but just to beat them guys four times, it's gonna be very difficult. You know, and that's the first question. And that second question, man, we all agree, man. It's got to be them grown men in Vegas, man. That was all on the sports industry with Rolexes on, man, standing in front of Corvettes with Rolexes on and nothing. Them grown men against them boys, man. They was about to do something that ain't never been done in history that second year when they was undefeated. You know, they was going to win the championship and be undefeated through it all. Something that ain't never done in history, man.
Right,
some grown cats. They couldn't let that happen for college basketball. They couldn't have let them cats do it. Not them cats.
Right.
Not Jerry Tarkanian.
Yeah, not Tarkanian them and then Ryder and them being red shirted and ready to come on the team and all that. Man, they couldn't let them guys do that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta figure Ryder and them was waiting in the wing, you know what I'm saying, to get on the squad after that. You know what I'm saying?
They
couldn't
ready. They had a squad.
Man, them guys out of squad.
Now, Sonny Red, you right on that.
Sonny Red, where you at, man? Sonny Red, man, when I come up there, man, come smooth me, man. When I come up there, come smooth me, man.
I can't wait to see you. Come on back, scorekeeper.
You already know where we are, Sonny Red.
No question.
You already know it. Hey, man, we go way back, man, like four flats in a Cadillac, man. You know how that go.
I'm gonna have to start
gassed
up at the airport as soon as y'all boys get in town, man.
No question. Now, Sonny Red, before me and go holler at some people before we go to commercial, let me ask you this. What was the impact that the Fab Five had on you before we go to commercial?
Well, man, it was a whole bunch of things. But one of the things the impact the Fab Five had on me was I actually came out with them guys. When I was a senior high school, I played against the Chris Webbers. I played at Detroit Southwestern against Jalen Rose. My team was, I went to Cleveland St. Joe. We were 13 in the country. So, like I said, I played and or scrimmage against a lot of these players. So, the impact it had on me, I was sitting down watching these guys on TV knowing that these guys is my same age, these guys are my same class, And for them to be on TV, not only be to be playing, but to be winning in that fashion at that age, 18, 19 years old. This is deep, man. This is really deep. Listen to this. I was competitors with these guys, and I became competitors to fans. I sat there and became a fan. It's not too many times you can be a fan of someone your own age, someone that you're competing against. The guys were so good. The basketball skill level and the playmanship was to the point where I literally became fans of the Fab Five because of the basketball product that I was witnessing every night. And just to give you an example, it's not the same. It's not on the same level, but to give you an example, it's like a lot of people don't like LeBron James for a lot of different reasons. But I like LeBron James simply because of the product that he puts on the basketball court. His
right.
You can talk about he's not a killer and he doesn't shoot the last shot. His hairline is receiving. He left Cleveland. You can talk about all that, but night in and night out, when I turn on that TV after a hard day's work and I turn on my NBA package, I know that I'm going to get a
so
good show.
So hard, right? For 48 minutes. Right for 48 minutes. Right.
Oh man, I'm down here with the OG scorekeeper. Hey, Sonny Ray, I think we might try to run into one of your alumni. I think I see London Fletcher. We're going to try to get to him like OG the scorekeeper said, man. It's very it's crowded down here. So we in the street.
I know, man.
You know what I mean? So we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate it. And me and the OG, we gonna do that OG pimping down here in ATL and keep it going. Mondays and Fridays, the streets is talking. Keep supporting the show. Shout out to Sonny Red, Lil Mile and Golden. Oh, man. Me, how you doing? Third Good Marshall Recreation Center. My man, DB. Man, I'm giving shout outs. Let me quit. Let's go to commercial and pay these bills. Let's go. OG, let's see what we got, man. Let's see what we can see. Let's get over to the band, man. Let's go.
Fuck the bitch with the same line. I'm like, swear to God, G, like I ain't lying. I said, I told the bitch the same thing last night. I ain't even for the bitch, but I hear right. Tell them, bro, nigga, stop it like a red light. Automatic, fully loaded with a red light. All this dope and this drink, I'm a new hype. Get a square, nigga, left if you don't do right. Niggas ain't on nothing. Gon' make me shoot something. Doing that gun bumping. Now they forest gumping. Pull up in some foreign. Bitch with me, she foreign. Ballin' like I'm tall. Call me Michael Jordan, huh? Niggas ain't on nothing. Gon' make me shoot something. Doing that gun bumping. Now they forest gumping. Pull up in some foreign. Bitch with me, she foreign. Ballin' like I'm tall. Call me Michael Jordan, huh? Flexin' is a hobby. My new bitch a hottie. Bitch call me Lou Gotti. Got a bitch named Bugatti. Got a bitch alive in Benihana. 2 KDs of the Thunder. Kobe in my 2 cups. 2 folks got me 2 stuff. Mitch matching designer. You should call me Santa. Ho, 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 I got 3 hoes. In the coupe, but got photos. I'll shoot a nigga like a photo. Even though your bitch don't know me, she still gave me hit. Emoji. Clips be long like a tall tee. Cook a nigga brain like an omelet. Leave a nigga really on some dumb shit. Ran through strapped on some hunt shit. 30 open heads in my gun shit. Shoot a nigga in the stomach. 90 the bag when he go shit. Nigga talk that tough shit. Bullet leaves it busted.
Niggas ain't on nothing. Gon' make me shoot something. Doing that gun bumping. Now they for real.
Man, that was something new, I guess. Man, the producer of the show, DJ Steph. We got Juel the G, and no question, my other co-host, T-Row. Man. T-Ro, you back at the spot, man. I can't see it. So many people. I'm trying. What's going on? Give me a recap of the first half before we get out of here, man.
Yeah, man. I know you can hear the loud ruckus going on. The building shaking, man. I told you, man, we got a classic on our hands. Michigan had jumped out to a big lead, and now Louisville has cut it down to 1. The score is 38-37, Michigan. At half, of course, your young stud from Louisville, Hancock, coming in, shooting threes, and your young fella, all right, from Michigan, number two, the little sharp white boy, look like, look like John Stockton running around the court. This fool is perfect from the field, has 17 points in the first half. So we're going to see what they can continue to keep that rolling, you know what I mean?
You know, he was a McDonald's All-American coming out of high school, too, him and the big boy in the middle.
Yeah, and they definitely showing what it is, because this guy is Trey Burke has been in foul trouble. He's been on the bench, and boy, let me tell you, this young fella Albright has not disappointed, and he's carrying his team and trying to help Michigan get that ring, you know what I mean?
Joel, what do you think the final score is going to be? How many Michigan's going to win by? You've been going with Michigan. So who
yep.
you think, how many points are they going to win by tonight? Before I go into the dome, it's about to get loud.
I think Michigan's going to pull it off by about six. You know, they're going to go ahead and close it out like champions. You know what I mean? They're the ones that's going to hold on to this NCAA title, man. They're going to bring it on back to Michigan. They're going to bring it back to Detroit, man.
What do you think, bro?
Yeah, man. I really don't care who wins. I just know that either one of these teams are deserving of the title. I'm going to go ahead and ride with Jules the G, man. I'm going to go with Michigan and see if Michigan can pull it out because they've had an exciting first half. And we're going to see if they can continue to carry that on.
I'm going to go with Michigan. I just hope that, once again, I'm going to go back to the officials. Please don't let my young superstars get in foul trouble. Treat it like the NBA, how you do. Please, we want to see the stars. You know, we don't want all these guys to get in foul trouble when he's sitting on the bench. We pay to see Trey Burke. Is Trey Burke in foul trouble, bro, before I get my ticket? Is Russ Smith in foul trouble before I get my ticket? Will these guys, when he got three fouls already? Talk to me.
No, just two. Just two.
Okay. There you have it. Man, so we talked about the New York Knicks. Carmelo Anthony. I can't believe Sonny Red gave him some street credibility, bro. Joel, I can't believe it. He gave Carmelo Anthony a feather in his cap. I hope it goes through the playoffs. I really do.
Yeah, we'll see. Before we get out of here, man, I just want to give a shout-out to my fam. You know, and here all the callers listening in, my little brother, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, and everybody in North Park, Texas, you dig? And, man, I'm going to try to see if I can get moms on the line Friday, man. I heard the Sports Official show, man, and they had one of the moms call in, and that was tight, man. So I'm going to try to call, see if mom can give us a shout. She always listening, but I'm going to actually have her say a couple things, you know what I mean?
No question. We got to get her to press one, like all our callers. Press one, and you can get in, and the world can hear your voice and hear what you're talking about is on whatever you want, whatever's on your mind. Joels, any shout-outs?
Oh, man, I just want to give it up to my family, man, for being faithful listeners and everybody else's family. You know, peace and blessings going out to them all. And, man, you know, you be safe down there in the ATL, man, and, look, I'm going to be sleeping down here in this airport again tonight, man. Standby is a woo. But,
we got to get you home, Jules the G. We got to get you home, baby.
That's
Free all
Jules right. the G. I'm about to get a T-shirt printed up.
Okay, yeah, man. Save me, man. If not, man, I'm just going to get on the old rough, tough, and dangerous, man. I'm going to get on that Grey Goose, man. It ain't nothing, man.
Woo-wee. Say it ain't so.
Yes,
man. I want to give a shout out to all the people in the world, all the boroughs for listening. We want to say thank you for calling. Remember, tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. We're not biased. We want everybody to listen in, tune in, and don't forget it. If they missed the show or you missed the show, you can always go back and listen to the recorded archive. We love you. So, as we get out of here, Steph, you got me with the music. There we go. Meeks is mine. you know, what's on my mind is so tough, guys, is that we're looking at this conglomerate we call the NCAA, collegiate sports. Kids don't get a dime, but they get a free education. What gives? You saw Mike Rice hitting students, student athletes. They wanted to retaliate, but they were scared they were going to lose their scholarship. We need to start paying these kids. Because at the end of the day, some will not graduate. Some will be homeless. Some will be bankrupt and have nothing to fall back on. But those buildings and them institutions will still be rising, while the young athletes, girls and boys, will be falling. Secondly, the NFL draft. As I look up and down the marquee, who's going to be in the green room? Does it really matter? Because at the end of the day, most of the guys who get drafted in the first round don't do that well. It's the diamonds in the rough. Like Ozzie Newsom said, I'm going to pay you what you're worth, not what you want. We might need to use that in our everyday living. Some people want to get paid what they want instead of upping their worth. And we're going to stay with our five P's tonight. And I want you to take this with you, everybody. The five P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Once again, the five P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. And you need that in the streets, because they always talking. It's your boy L Boogie, Mondays and Fridays. Get out, it's 347-855-8896. I'm going to try to get London Fletcher in here Friday, guys. I'm trying to get over to him. We in the ATL, no doubt. Man, let's get it. The streets is talking, L Boogie 15. Tweet me. Niggas with nothing lost family. Lives lost in traffic. Water we out. To the attic. One love. There goes the stashes. But a nigga got passion. Even though the bounce back seeming like magic. Shit. Well, call me Siegfried. Watch I turn one key to 100 G. Yeah. Dear summer, summer breeze. Summer, please. Know I live for you. Throw on the white beater. Let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you. But now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you. Behind bars trying to get to you and probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what? The drought's here, not only white slowed up. The weed slowed up, we can't even roll up. Fuck, put a dent in the money too. But that's the last thing, cause hustle is what we do. Hustle with what? How we getting on? Where he sitting at, what he sitting on. Stand up if you know it's true. The end of the world coming in my city to prove. Damn. And this is after disaster. This ain't rap, this a recap. Stepping off the G4 steel strap. Bust your head in the air, that's a sky cap. Have my car pick me up where I arrive at. Drop the work off, cause it don't go where I reside at. Garbage bags filled up with dollars. Dead presidents gotta dump the bodies. Birdman, as long as we gon' eat, then everybody eat off me. Feet off ground, fingers to the stars, reaching, and I'ma get there through these bars. Believe me, I'm down for the cause. Even when everything paused, I proceeded. I'm a leader, meet the son of your leader. Fuck the world, not the people.